Welcome back. This is Femi Greater Heights and you're listening to Talk Tech. And then there's so many news flying around and people are saying there are some devices that are going to be shut out from WhatsApp come February 2021. Now you are right and at the same time you are wrong. Now I'm going to tell you why in a sec. Now, why you're right is that yes, there are some old devices. I've talked about this and we talked about legacy devices. It happens with software and it happens on hardware interface as well. Now, if you look at the costs of making your software adaptable to older devices, you'll be spending a lot of money. And when you are thinking new stuff, you also be thinking of how can we adopt this to older devices. And that is where legacy issues comes in a lot of times. I've talked about legacy issues when it comes to Windows and the operating system. I'm still going to delve into Windows in another one. But WhatsApp. Now, the news for WhatsApp is not new. That is the truth. The news for WhatsApp not supporting older devices has been since 2019. They've talked about it in 2019. They've told us about it in 2020, early 2020, that CEO, older devices on Android, Android running on Android 2.0 and thereabouts, or Android 4.0 and below, and iOS 9 and below, or iOS 8 and below or thereabouts, are not going to be having support for WhatsApp. Now, that is the same way we felt when BlackBerry refused to upgrade and BlackBerry was thinking, oh, okay, this thing will not affect us. But look at it today. There was a time that WhatsApp could no longer be used on BlackBerry devices and people were forced to understand that BlackBerry is no more. But I think BlackBerry is trying to walk into our lives come 2021. I do not know their ultimate plan, but I think BlackBerry is cooking up something. But can they still destabilize the market just like Samsung, Apple, Huawei, Oppo, Xiaomi, we have Redmi, all of these are brands and sub-brands, don't get me wrong. And let's hope they can still be the hearts of the people. Even Nokia is still, with all their gymnastics, are still not able to break into the hearts of men and women and children. Yeah, they were selling battery, but then the world has gone beyond battery and people are giving you 6,000 milliamps of battery. Now, that is for that. Now, WhatsApp sent a notice that they are changing their privacy and they wanted newer persons on WhatsApp to accept those privacies. And reports were now going around that they are going to block you and all of that. Now, the whole process of hardware compatibility with newer versions of WhatsApp has started months ago, so you do not have to be afraid. If your WhatsApp, if your device right now can still run WhatsApp, like now, in today being the last day in the month of 2020, if your device can still run WhatsApp, you do not have to fear into next year. If it was to stop working, it would have stopped working about March this year or February this year, when WhatsApp started rolling out notices that they would no longer be compatible on older devices or legacy devices of some a particular smartphone manufacturer. So you have nothing and absolutely nothing to worry about. And if your smartphone is going to 6 years, I think even without WhatsApp telling you, you should be able to change your device. I know it's not easy to get a good device. If you want to get a good device right now, you want to get anything like 3 gigs of RAM and above, you should be holding about 60, 65, 70,000 naira right now. Except if you are going for a low, or if you are going for a smartphone manufacturer that uses not so sound components. You know, there are places where they ought to use metal, they use plastics. There are places where they have to give good selfie cameras and good rear cameras. They'll just make the rear cameras better and leave the selfie. There are places where they can give you in-display fingerprint. They will leave it and give you the capacity fingerprint, just the one at the back of your phone. So there are compromises they can make to make their phones cheaper. You can go for those ones, 3 gig RAM, 4 gig RAMs. But if you're going for a top tier phone, like a phone that packs 4 gigabytes of RAM and maybe 128 or 256 gigabytes of storage, or even 512 gigabytes of storage, with good camera and it has good depth, it has a depth sensor, it has all those stuff, you should be looking at probably 80,000, at the tail end of 70,000, into up to 250,000. So you have to manage your budgets and get newer devices. It is important to learn. Some of you have been on Android KitKat, which is Android 4.4, for a long time. You don't even know what Android 5 looks like. You don't even know what Android 6 looks like. Android 5 should be a lollipop. Android 6 should be marshmallow. Android 7 should be nougat. Android 8 should be Oreo. Android 9 is Android 9. And Android 10 is Android 10. And Android 11 is Android 11. So get your pocket rolling in 2021 and upgrade your gadget life. My name is Femi Greater Height. I'll be right back.